June 7th, the holy martyr Theodotus of Ancyra. This martyr of Christ was secretly a Christian, and as such, helped the church and honorably buried the bodies of the holy martyrs. Thus, he buried the bodies of 7 maidens who suffered for Christ. When the pagans found out about him, they subjected him to tortures and killed him. For more about St. Theodotus, see May 18th. The priestly martyrs, Syriaca, Valeria, and Maria. All 3 of these female martyrs were from Caesarea in Palestine. When a persecution of Christians began, they withdrew from the city to a hut, and there they prayed unceasingly to God, fasting and weeping that the faith of Christ might be spread throughout the entire world, and that the persecution of the church cease. As a result of slander, they were brought to trial, tortured, and in their torments were put to death in the year 304 AD. Thus, these glorious virgins were crowned with the wreaths of martyrdom. The priestly martyr Marcellus, Pope of Rome. During the reign of Maximian, Marcellus was condemned to 10 cattle in a designated place. In order to please Diocletian, who had taken him as co-emperor, Maximian began to construct public baths in Rome, the so-called Thermae, and forced the Christians to work on this project as the one-time Pharaoh did to the Hebrews in Egypt. Many Christians perished at this time. Also martyred was the deacon Syriacus, who possessed great power over demons and who healed Artemia, the demonical daughter of Diocletian, as well as Jovia, the daughter of the Persian emperor, and baptized both of them. Also martyred was Artemia, the deacons Sicinius, Smargdus, and Largius, companions of Syriacus, the deacon Aphronianus, 2 newly baptized Roman soldiers, Papias and Marus, and the elder Saturninus, Crescentianus, and the blessed virgins Priscilla and Lucina, who, from their wealth, built a cemetery for the slain Christian martyrs. Saint Marcellus, the Pope, tended the cattle for a long time, and finally from starvation, humiliations, and the fury of the soldiers, gave up his soul to God and died. The priestly martyr Marcellinus, Pope of Rome. Marcellinus was the predecessor of Pope Marcellus on the Roman throne. When Emperor Diocletian summoned him and threatened him with torture, Marcellinus offered sacrifice to the idols, for which the emperor presented him with a precious garment. But Marcellinus bitterly repented and began to lament day and night because of his denial of Christ, as Peter the Apostle once did. At that time, an assembly of bishops was held in Campania. The Pope, dressed in sackcloth, poured ashes over his head and entered the assembly and, before all, confessed his sin, begging them, the bishops, to judge him. The fathers said that he should judge himself. Then Marcellinus said, I deprive myself of my priestly rank, for which I am not worthy, and even more, do not allow my body to be buried after death, but let it be thrown to the dogs. Having said this, he pronounced a curse on the one who would dare bury him. After that, Marcellinus went to the emperor Diocletian, threw down the precious garment before him, and confessed his faith in Jesus Christ, and scorned the idols. The enraged emperor ordered Marcellinus to be tortured, and afterwards they killed him outside the city, together with 3 good men, Claudius, Cyrenius, and Antoninus. The bodies of these 3 men were buried immediately, but the body of the Pope lay there for 36 days. Then St. Peter appeared to the new Pope Marcellus and ordered that the body of Marcellinus be buried, saying, He who humbles himself shall be exalted. St. Luke chapter 18, verse 14. The Venerable Daniel of Scetus. Daniel was the abbot of the famous Egyptian Scete. He was a disciple of St. Arsenius and a teacher of many. Many of his words and teachings are as guiding stars for monks. Once, when the barbarians attacked the Scete, the brethren called him to flee together with them. He answered them, If God does not care about me, what is the purpose of living? Daniel also said, Insomuch as your body becomes obese, in the same manner your soul becomes emaciated. He lived a communal life of asceticism for 40 years, and after that withdrew to the wilderness in the year 420 AD. He happened to be in Alexandria when a wicked father-in-law killed his daughter-in-law, St. Thomas, April 13th. Because of her chastity, and Daniel, with his disciple, buried this martyr. Hymn of Praise, St. Marcellinus.
O sinner, cast out despair. and to God offer repentance. Despair to the devil, rejoicing. Behold, Marcellinus a hierarch was, and to torture they led him. He before the emperor betrayed the Lord, but to despair himself did not give, but the terrible sin openly confessed, and by his blood gloriously washed it away. O sinner, do not despondent become, and as a serpent sins do not conceal. Sin concealed serpent in the bosom, the heart of furtive sinners it eats. Peter sinned and quickly cast away sin. That is how true sinners do, when an apostle and pope sinned and were forgiven by God, how then for you can there not be forgiveness? Only repent, but without being late. Bitter death can make you late, and from God separate you forever. Quickly, quickly cast out despair, and quickly offer repentance.
Reflection. Among the saints exists a very sharp, acute conscience. That which average people consider a minor sin, the saints consider to be a great transgression. It is said of the Abbot Daniel that on 3 occasions robbers captured him and took him into the forest. Fortunately, on 2 occasions he saved himself from slavery, but the 3rd time when he wanted to escape, he struck one of them with a stone, killed him, and fled. This murder preyed on his conscience as heavy as lead. Perplexed as to what he should do, he went to the Alexandrian patriarch Timothy, confessed to him, and sought advice. The patriarch consoled him and absolved him from any epithymia, penance. But his conscience still worried him, and he went to the Pope in Rome. The Pope told him the same thing as did Patriarch Timothy. Still dissatisfied, Daniel visited in succession the other patriarchs in Constantinople, Antioch, and Jerusalem, confessing to all of them and seeking advice. But he remained unsatisfied. Then he returned to Alexandria and declared himself to the authorities as a murderer. The authorities arrested him. When the trial was held before the prince, Daniel related everything that had happened and begged to be killed in order to save his soul from eternal fire. The prince was amazed at all of this and said to him, "Go farther and pray to God for me, even though you kill 7 more." Dissatisfied with this, Daniel then decided to take a leprous man into his cell and to serve him until his death, and when this one dies, to take another. Thus he did, and so, in this manner, quieted his conscience. Contemplation. To contemplate the miraculous healing of the woman with the issue of blood. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. St. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. How with great faith the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of the garment of the Lord Jesus and was made whole. How my soul is also like a woman with the issue of blood, as long as it is a slave to the flesh and blood. How with one touch by Christ the Lord, my soul can be healed and spiritualized. Homily, about emulating the ant. Go to the ant, O sluggard, study her ways and learn wisdom. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. It is the will of the Creator who sent us into this world, that we work as long as we are in this world. The Lord Jesus himself commanded, "Work, keep watch." He praises those who multiply their given talents and condemns the sloth who bury their talents. He calls his time on earth service and says that he did not come to be served, but to serve. He uses as an example his heavenly Father and says, "My Father works even until now, and I work." St. John chapter 5, verse 17. He commands his disciples, "Work while you still have light." Oh, what a terrible shame for man when an ant, an irrational creature, is used to emphasize an example of diligence. But when man does not know how to look up to the diligence of God, it is necessary to direct him, at least, to emulate the ant. An ant works all summer and prepares food for itself for winter. Brethren, do we also prepare winter stores that we will open and display after death? Oh, may we not come with empty hands before him who, with full hands, gives to us as long as we are in this life. Slothfulness is one of the deadly sins, for it deadens the soul in man. A slothful soul is the nest of vices. The slothful soul is the habitation of the devils. O Lord Almighty, you who are at the same time all peace and all work, deliver us from destructive slothfulness and move us by your Holy Spirit toward all good works for the sake of the salvation of our souls. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.